Happy birthday, Kevin Hearn. He plays keyboards, guitar, accordion, mandolin, multi-instrumentalist. With Bare Naked Ladies, they're from Canada, and we still play them this close to Independence Day. That's how generous we are here on the show. Bare Naked Ladies with a big hit 1 week back in 1998. Sold a ton of albums. Kevin Hearn plays a number of instruments in the band. Too Little Too Late is the song we heard. Happy birthday. He's 51 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. We talk on the phone lines now with David Thomas Roberts, CEO of Telegistics, a telecom financial management firm, but also an entrepreneur. He's written a book, The Death of Liberty, and also starting a new nonprofit we'll talk about here soon. Townhall.com for his piece, The Left's Cultural Terrorism in a New Age of Enlightenment. David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me first about a piece over at Town Hall that people can go read. What's it all about?
Well, it's about the destruction of the monuments and it's cultural terrorism that we're seeing there with these destruction of monuments. And there's a new age of enlightenment by the progressives that think now today that they're smarter than the people that actually lived through the era where the monuments were erected. So and judging, you know, our historical founding fathers and others based on the ideals and morality that they think that they have today, as compared to the period where they lived, when those figures lived.
David, what's the goal? What's the point of this push by the left?
Well, you know, was it Karl Marx that said that, you know, when somebody doesn't know their heritage, they're easily persuaded. And so I think it's a Marxist ideology. You know, if you look at throughout history, from the Bolshevik Revolution to the Nazis, even to the Taliban and ISIS, they go in and destroy monuments and try to eradicate the history that these countries or these regions had beforehand. Because if you can eradicate the history, then it's easy to make a transformational change to try and make the same type of change they're trying to make here, where they're trying to transform the entire country. I mean, we have no heroes left.
David Thomas Roberts with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. His piece over at townhall.com, The Left's Cultural Terrorism in a New Age of Enlightenment. You're also starting a new nonprofit. Is it two X Monuments, Two Times Monuments? How do you say that?
Yeah, Two Times the Monuments. And we just shortened it to 2xmonuments.org. And Our goal there is to, for every monument they destroy or take down, we're going to put two up. And we started that, I just got sick and tired of the destruction of these monuments. And so we got we're off to a big start. We've almost got over $1 million in the first 48 hours that the nonprofit was started. And, you know, these weak city councils and mayors that are allowing this to happen, or they remove these statues in the cover of darkness without any city, without any input from the residents, from the citizens. We're going to either erect, either going to buy them from those cities if they're willing to sell them, or we're going to put two up on private land to replace the ones that they destroy.
David, you write in the piece over at Town Hall, it's past time for all Republicans to become vocal on the subject, resist the narratives. Are you disappointed that we haven't heard more from some leaders in Washington or in some of these specific states where some of these statues are being pulled?
I'm extremely disappointed. And really the only one that's really out there on this issue is Trump. But you're not hearing anything from the Senate, from congressmen. If they are saying something, it's not getting broadcast because we're not hearing it. And, you know, everybody today is afraid, so afraid to be called a racist. That, you know, and this started whether or not, you know, somebody's feelings about the Confederate monuments, but, you know, we've warned people that when you start there, it's not going to stop there. And that's exactly what's happened. And so now it's gotten out of control, but you're still not hearing Republicans that voice that this has got to stop at every level, city, state, federal. And Trump stopped it at the federal level, but Trump has not stopped it at the state and city level. Because those aren't federal properties.
Right, right. David Thomas Roberts with us. Find out 2xmonuments.org, 2xmonuments.org for a little more information. It's I wonder if we're going to see anything happen. I certainly hope not, right? But this weekend, Independence Day, these protests are still going on. Who knows what might happen?
Well, I think there's the possibility of bloodshed. And I'll give you a couple of examples, because down here in Texas at the Alamo, when folks started feeling this threat that there could do something, there's a monument at the Alamo called the Cenotaph, which is supposedly the place where the heroes of the Alamo were buried after that defeat. And they came over to deface that and to the Alamo, and there was armed citizens there. And they were a good 30 minutes before the police showed up. And had they not been there, then there could have been further destruction. And so I think you're going to see these private, citizens take up arms and guard these monuments. And then who the heck knows what could happen? You could have bloodshed here. So I think it's incumbent upon city leaders, county leaders, state leaders to start protecting these monuments before we have really even a worse problem than we have now.
David Thomas Roberts, find his piece at townhall.com, and also check out the website 2xmonuments.org, 2xmonuments.org. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Coming back to wrap up Hour 2, Hour 3 will feature Clay Clark, as well as Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.